Local shares hit a 5-month high in early trade today, and I stress early, it was the first half hour of trade, and thereafter sellers tended to get the better of things. The market was tapering off over the course of the remainder of the session. It did quite well, really, when you consider afternoon trade, considering that most regional markets were down quite solidly. In fact, as we record this, we're seeing indices in Shenzhen, for example, down by more than 5%. So this is a reflection of the escalating trade tensions ongoing between the US and China. The latest headlines are suggesting that the US is considering yet a new round of tariffs to impose on Chinese products. So that would total in the order of around $400 billion worth of Chinese products. So that hasn't yet happened, of course, but still that discussion is unsettling investors. And the local market did well in the afternoon to actually be in positive territory for most of the time, got beaten by the close to be down by a couple of points. So mining stocks under this sort of environment were amongst the worst decliners. BHP, Rio and Fortescue down between 1% and 3%. Energy stocks, strangely enough, with all of the discussion around the potential for OPEC and aligned producers to increase production, we've actually seen a rebound in prices in the last day, so those names did well. Santos, Oil Search and Woodside were all up by around 2%. Health stocks were the better improvers on the day. CSL shares stood out with a 3% gain. Bank stocks were a bit of a mixed picture. CBA on the one hand was up by a 0.5%, but Westpac fell by 0.33%. Atlas Iron shares remain in focus, having seen takeover a bid made by that division of Hancock Prospecting yesterday. Now the market is waiting for a response from the other bidder, Mineral Resources, but AGO shares were down by 1% today. Super Retail Group, rather, were down by 3%, probably becoming a victim of their own recent successes, which have led to a couple of broker downgrades. The stock was down by around 3% today. Elsewhere, Waddle Healthcare has been an underperformer in rather noted terms over the course of recent months. The concern here being is that they're burning through their cash. The shares are down 6% today. This month so far, they're down 20%, having fallen by around 37% last month. IAG shares were in focus. That stock was up by more than 2% on news that they would be selling some of their Southeast Asian businesses in Indonesia, Vietnam and Thailand. It'll garner a figure of $200 million, which was a pleasing note for investors. Elsewhere, the Aussie dollar a little bit weaker at 73.7 US cents.